ओम शांति। इन द सीरीज ऑफ बियॉन्ड क्वेश्चंस, एपिसोड नंबर 17, क्वेश्चन नंबर 27। मेनी टाइम्स इन मुरली बाबा गिव्स डायरेक्शन टू पे स्पेशल अटेंशन टू ऑल फोर सब्जेक्ट्स। हाउ टू स्कोर मैक्सिमम मार्क्स इन नॉलेज, मेडिटेशन, कॉम्प्लायंस एंड सर्विस। एज वी आर गुड इन नॉलेज, मेडिटेशन, कॉम्प्लायंस, वी डू सर्विस ऑल्सो, बट हाउ टू गिव मोर अटेंशन। सो वी हैव फोर सब्जेक्ट्स एंड द क्वेश्चन इज how to give more attention to all of this. First of all, how much attention you are giving now, that is important. First of all, how much marks you are scoring at present in all the four subjects. First is Gyan, second is Yoga, third is Dharana, and fourth is Service. So the answer to this question would be, take each subject one by one. First, for example, knowledge. Enter into the depth of knowledge, churn this knowledge more and more, discuss this knowledge, try to understand each and every version of Bab Dada. Try to know the secret, try to know the hidden meaning, try to know the connotations, try to know each and everything of that line, that Mahavakya, that great version, that great saying. And not just that, first, hearing knowledge, second, speaking knowledge, relating knowledge, third, churning knowledge, fourth, discussing knowledge with others, then bringing that knowledge, translating that knowledge into practice, and to become the embodiment of that knowledge. These are some of the stages. First, we listen to knowledge. How we listen? Increase that quality of listening. First of all is this. Second is relating knowledge. How do we relate, recount, narrate, tell, or explain, expound this knowledge to others? Increase the quality of that explanation. Second. Third, as I said, start churning the knowledge. Take one line and enter into its depth. Start churning the knowledge. More and more, more and more. Fourth is start discussing this knowledge. Because without discussion of knowledge, this knowledge doesn't become clear. There are so many gray areas in the knowledge. There are so many areas where you need a deep brainstorming, where you need great discussion. Without discussion, this knowledge doesn't become clear. This is as clear as that. So that is that. Then utilizing this knowledge, points of knowledge into practice. Suppose one point has come in the morning, you have to become an embodiment of tolerance. But throughout the day, if a situation come where I need to pocket an insult and I am not able to do that, that means I have not utilized that point. I have not translated this knowledge into practice. This knowledge is just bookish. It is not turning into practical. It is not taking a practical shape, practical form. So unless and until knowledge translates into practice, we cannot say that we have become embodiment of this knowledge. Yeah, that's for that deep churning is required, and checking is required. A lot of checking is required. This is not a one day game. This is a long game. You know, in this knowledge, it's just like that snakes and ladders. You just climb up and suddenly a snake comes and you are down. So it's like snake and ladder game, this knowledge. So for that knowledge, you require other thing. When you don't understand, you ask other how it is, how to go about it. I have not understood this point. What is the meaning of this point? You try to go to other people and ask them, those you think are at a higher spiritual platform. Okay. And last is to become embodiment of knowledge. So all these things, there is one more. I think there are seven stages in knowledge. We had discussed this in some of the class. One more is there. I am forgetting that. Okay. So this is knowledge. Second is meditation. What is the quality of meditation you are having at present? How fast you are able to detach yourself from this body? How much you are still attached to this body? How much you are practicing soul consciousness? How much you are practicing soul conscious vision? How much you derive that ecstasy, that experience of supersensuous joy and bliss while meditating? How much time you are meditating? How much time you sit down and meditate? How much time you meditate whilst you are walking and moving around? All things are important. So if you want to get maximum mark in meditation, in yoga, in your practice of concentration and all, so here you have to first of all increase your knowledge. And then meditation comes. Meditation is not the first subject in this spiritual university. It is second subject. So you need to increase your knowledge. Knowledge also about how to meditate. Knowledge about how much to meditate, when to meditate, where to meditate, what are the different ways, what are the different techniques. Everything about meditation. Try to know more and more about meditation and increase our charts of meditation. That is second. Third, the person has used the word for compliance. I don't feel compliance is the right word for dharana. Dharana is dharana, it's not compliance. So, dharana, if you want to increase your dharana, when you are doing, you are focusing on first two, automatically the third thing will come. You will start imbibing things. You will start inculcating all the virtues, all the 36 virtues or all the 8 powers or all the dharanas of purity. All the dharanas to follow Brahma Baba, all the dharanas to have a elevated yogi life, all the dharanas to lead a pure life. So, all these dharanas will come automatically once you focus more on knowledge and meditation. Fourth is subject of service. Service, how do we get maximum mark in service? It is straightway related to instrument, feeling of being an instrument. If your service is increasing, but at the same time your ego is increasing, I have done it, only I can do it, no one else can do it. So that time, your marks are getting cut in service. So all the four subjects, try to, first of all, I would advise to start with knowledge. Go into the expansion of knowledge. Try to understand this knowledge more and more. Other thing, form a small group wherever you are. If you are at the center, that group should be of 2 people. If you are staying at home, there also you can form. If nobody is there, then you can have some discussion every day on phone with somebody. But you must churn knowledge, you must discuss knowledge, you must let this knowledge create new sanskars of knowledge. New gyan sanskars. And that can happen only with discussion. So form a discussion group. Wherever you stay, wherever you are. And one more thing, start writing on topic. Take one topic every day and start writing on that topic. Take a topic from anywhere. Anywhere. Murli is filled with so many topics. Just pick up one topic and start writing on it. Just pick up one topic and start writing on it. Yesterday's Murli. Yesterday, no. Day before yesterday's Murli, there was a very beautiful line which had come in Murli. Baba said, the more you read, the more power you get. The less you read, less power you get. Everything depends on reading. Day before yesterday's Murli, Baba said, you read more, you get more power. You read less, less power. Baba has straight away said reading. Or there is some new point in the Murli, for example, where Baba says, Garland of Ravan. It had come recently. So this is a new thing, which was not there before. It's a garland. So what is this garland of Ravan? What is it? What is the hidden meaning behind this? So churn. So this is, I think that answers the question. Question number 28. What is the significance of points of self-respect, Soman? Can we set ourselves in a great stage using the points of self-respect? Of course, that is the way to set yourself on a higher platform. All take out points of self-respect. From each Murli, take out at least 2 or 3 self-respects. Just as recently when last Sunday's Murli Baba said, you are Mahavir. So that is a point of self-respect. Now compare what all things that Hanuman did. That is the point of, and I am that, so I also have to do all of those things. He was messenger of God, I am messenger of God. He fought with all the devils. I also have to fight with all the devils. He was very powerful. I am very powerful. He was very intelligent. I am very intelligent. Spiritual intelligence. He was full of divinity. I am full of divinity. His life was surrendered unto one Rama and none else. So my life is surrendered in that manner. Only one. The power of one. The mantra of one. Only one, 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 one. Life is surrounding, is focused only on that one. So he is the center point of our life. So take any point of self-respect, but simply repetition is not enough. Suppose you take, I am a great soul, I am a great soul, I am a great soul, and if you are repeating, 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 parrot repetition is not going to help. before, first of all, suppose I am a great soul. First of all, churn that point. What are the qualities of a great soul? What are the virtues of a great soul? What are the specialities of a great soul? If I am a great soul, what greatness I have to exhibit? What greatness I have? If I am a great soul, how my greatness is going to help the world? So, all of these things are important. There is a very beautiful story which had come recently. There is one journalist who wrote a real story way back in 1980s or 90s, I think, 90s. He had written in his article in Times of India that I was once traveling in Gujarat. And whilst traveling, I was in a compartment, in a railway compartment, and two gentlemen were sitting in front of me. And I think he had written, my seat was not confirmed. And those two gentlemen, it looked as if they are netas. It looked as if they are some politicians. And they talked so nicely with me. One of them gave me a seat to sit. And he has written a lot of, I am not exactly remembering, probably I may be able to tell tomorrow that entire event. And so he has written everything about two people who were two politicians. Because his impression of politicians was different. They are very arrogant and very haughty and all those things. But these were so humble. And one of them talked with him, one of them gave him tea, and one of them gave him seat to sit and all those things. And then he wrote all these things. Then later on he described that first politician whom I met later on became the chief minister of Gujarat. And now he is the prime minister of India. So he has written this about Narendra Modi. Ki that time he was not a very great politician or very great known person. But that was his attitude towards this fellow man. No arrogance, nothing. So that sort of attitude of cooperation and friendliness. So he has written a very beautiful article, and that then later on he said that man later on became he was yet not prime minister of, he was just a minister but not the chief minister. So these are some of the signs of great men. How do they behave? How do they act? There's a story of President Abraham Lincoln while he was going for a Senate meeting, for some presidential meeting, and suddenly he was in his car, and he was already getting late for the meeting, but he got up, and because one donkey was there and his leg was stuck somewhere, so he got busy in helping that donkey for a long time, and he got really late for that meeting. And later on he narrated this event, because there was another living being who was in trouble. So rather than discussing I was just busy in that humanitarian work. So these are like small events, but these are the things that set people apart from the laity, from common men. So what are the signs of greatness? I was thinking of self-respect, we were discussing. So I am a great soul. What are the signs of great soul? What are the specialities of, what did great souls do? What did great soul do? Last Sunday's Murli Baba talked about life story. Those people who have got those great souls, their life story give inspiration. Their life stories give courage. Their life stories, what else? Four things. Great people and their life story, last Sunday's Murli. Inspiration, courage, enthusiasm, and fourth, what else? Last Sunday, this Sunday's Murli. Today is Wednesday, 3 days back. They show way. They show way. They pave the path for others. So, one of the things which everyone should do is reading the life stories of great men. Because you get derive inspiration from their life stories. How great they were. What greatness were there in their lives. They will help. These all things will definitely help us. What courage they showed in the face of difficult situations. All these things are must. That's why, rather than reading other things, this is good. Reading life stories, reading autobiographies, and reading biographies. This is very important. Rather than reading what that person did or said, more important is what was his life. This is more important. There are two things always. Like, for example, Mahatma Gandhi. One is his life story, another is what he said about things, his opinion. That is a separate thing. What is his life? What is his autobiography? Or what is his biography? So there are so many biographies available. In Yajna also, outside Yajna also. So reading them. So this is what is the significance of self-respect. Because when you take some self-respect, it is not just parrot reading, just reading by rote, but churning it, experiencing it, going into the depth of it, understanding it, becoming an embodiment of that self-respect, that Swaman. I think that answers the question. Thank you.